Kartige Deepam at Arunachala. Deepam festivities were really incredible this year. Sindhil, the ashram's Veda Patasala head teacher, organized Gana Parayana in the morning during the 10 days before the beacon is lit on top of the hill. He brought in 10 pandits who were really incredible. There was also Samaveda for 1 hour in the afternoon at the ashram during the same period. Most evenings, I went for darshan of the deities in the marriage mandapam at the Arunachala temple and watched the priests decorating them and then doing arati. It was thrilling. Then, I would wait inside the temple for the deities to come by in procession. A few times, I stayed quite late, after midnight, to watch the men mount the deities on their special vehicles with great effort before they were taken into the street. There is such devotional fervor and everyone gets completely caught up in it. I saw many devotees from the ashram running in front of the deities to get the darshan. Everyone seemed so happy. Despite the crowds, I also managed to have darshan inside both Arunachaleshwara shrine and Mother's shrine almost each time I went. Once, I found myself inside the Arunachaleshwara shrine surrounded by many police women. The priest did a puja for them. All the ladies were very happy and devoted. The day after Deepam, in the afternoon, I made Giri Pradakshina. When the light appeared on the hill, I was feeling a little regret that I wasn't singing Arunachala Shiva at the ashram, and I started to sing the chorus because I don't know it by heart. Suddenly, there appeared a bhajan group of Ramana devotees singing Ramana Sadguru, and I joined them for a while. Then, I lost them and ran into Sheila Arundel, who was also doing Pradakshina. We went to the temple together. Needless to say, it was completely packed. One of the police women from the other day was guarding the exit to the Arunachaleshwara shrine. And when she saw me, she made a sign for us to go in. Sheila and I were really astonished. We never had expected to even be able to get through the inner gopuram, let alone have darshan inside the shrines. The gates were closed, and we had to go around the side in the dark. The same thing happened at Mother's shrine. One of the guards was warding us off, and suddenly, one of the head priests appeared and told us to go in. So, I feel very blessed and grateful to be there during that time. Summer is, of course, much more meditative, but these festivities are really special. When they light the beacon, we were all sitting in front of Bhagavan's shrine near his seat and picture, with our own beacon light opposite the holy hill. It is so very special. When we start to sing Arunachala Shiva, as the flame appears, my heart is ready to burst. The crowds also seem to be more contained this year. I think the police are doing an excellent job, and the rowdy elements don't seem to be around. It is very strong for everyone I have spoken to. It was nice seeing some devotees of Arunachala Ashrama this year. Deepam joy to everyone. Merry Tonnerre, Sri Ramanashramam, India.